We welcome to the program Noah Nagy is the warden at the cotton facility.
Thanks, Greg.
What
appreciate
are you doing? Taking
me.
The morning off, or what?
Well, I wish I could say that, but I'm out promoting corrections officers. As you know, throughout our county and the state and nationally, there's a need for people at all levels or all organizations, and we're certainly no different. We have a job fair coming up this Thursday at the cotton facility. From 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., we're going to be doing on-site applications and on-site interviews for those that are interested. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. In our T-100 training building. And the cotton facility is on Elm Road. That's 94 and Elm Road at 3500 North Elm Road. There's four facilities out there, but we're at the cotton facility.
Will you have some signage?
We'll have some signs there, and then certainly staff will be available to direct folks to the right location. And
you don't want to get in the wrong building.
No, you certainly don't want to get in the wrong building and get lost. That's for sure. And we certainly want to get you to the right spot. And, we'll have folks available to answer questions. We'll have a video playing kind of overview of what a corrections officer does and some of the questions that folks might already have. But we'll certainly have staff available to answer those questions and walk people through the application process, and then we'll get them an interview. I mean, there's certainly going to be a few steps after that that will need to be completed. But our next academy starts October 18th. And, our goal from this job fair will try to get some folks into that academy.
Who's a good fit? What are you looking for?
Well, I mean, right now, you're 18 years old and you have a high school degree or GED. You're certainly able to apply. I mean, you want folks that are going to show up, work hard. I mean, you need to be there. We're 24/7 operation. During the pandemic, there was no, going home. I mean, we were working every day, and and folks, our folks do a great job. They come to work. They got a strong work ethic, and good communication skills. And our officers have spent a lot of time. We're in a people business. We're working with people every day, and our officers spend a lot of time communicating with not only their coworkers but our population and the public. And so, but certainly we want anybody that's interested to come out. We'll sit down, talk with them, and answer those questions. Even if they're a little hesitant at first, we'll certainly try to ease their mind about the job.
What's a day like? Is that explainable or not?
Well, every day is a little different.
Yeah.
Our facility is like a city.
I mean,
city.
Are these guards, are they, I don't know.
Yeah, we're looking at corrections officers.
Yeah.
So, yep, they're, you could be working in a housing unit, you could be working in our school programming building, you could be working in our health care, you could be working up front dealing with the public, you could be in our visiting room, our control center. We have, we have a wide variety of positions, obviously, at the facility, and, it's just going to vary from day to day. I mean, all of these jobs are important to our operations on a daily basis. Certainly, as you get into this profession, you're learning that as you go. But we certainly, there's never a time for staff to not stop learning, because you're always learning different assignments, different responsibilities, dealing with different situations. So it's, it's a good job that keeps.
Can you
folks
learn on the job?
Yep. So what we do is we have an academy that's 8 weeks. And like I said, that's going to start on October 18th. And with that academy, you get paid right from the get-go. So once you're hired, you start making $18.56 right from the get-go at the academy. And then we have an 8-week on-the-job training at the facility.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, obviously, we get you out and working in these assignments. And certainly, as you're going, you're definitely learning the job, and you're definitely, going to have lots of questions. There's no doubt about it. But you're certainly going to have an opportunity to learn and get better every day. And, this is, something that, a lot of promotional opportunities as well. So there's a lot of opportunities for folks that are willing to come on out this Thursday.
Okay, I've been here 40 years. I think you're the second warden that's been in here, and you're the first one recruiting. So, I mean, obviously, there's a need.
Well, there's no question. Like I said, at our facility, we have 46 officer vacancies, and like I mentioned earlier, every organization in our county and in our state is looking for folks. So we're certainly no different. It's important. We've got a lot of hardworking folks, but we definitely need some help. And, you know, that would certainly ease the pressure on some of our folks that are working now.
Somebody that's interested, what should they be prepared for this job fair?
I mean, right now, this Thursday, come on in. If you have a resume, that would be awesome.
Okay.
But we're certainly going to walk you through the application process. Obviously, we want you to have your ID. And then, you know, from there, you know, we'll get you through the process. I mean, you're going to sit down and have an interview. You know, just like any other interview, you're going to ask a wide variety of questions. But outside
what
of that,
about a background check?
Yep. Well, the background check would be completed after the interview.
Right.
So that'll be completed.
Is that a disqualifier? Or
well,
if you have a record,
we do not hire. We are not for corrections officers. We would not be hiring anybody with a felony. Now, if
okay.
you have a misdemeanor, certainly that opportunity could.
Okay.
You could be hired. Yes.
Just curious.
Yep, absolutely. And like I said, that piece of it will be completed after interviews this week.
Do you have a lot of openings, or how
yep,
would you
yep.
describe that?
Yep, like I said, we have 46 vacancies at our facility alone.
So you would be working in Jackson, or can you go branch out?
You can branch out. Our goal this week is, you know, I'm recruiting for the Cotton facility this week,
yeah.
trying to get folks to come to you know, the job fair this Thursday. We're certainly going to try to get those folks into the Cotton facility, but you know, we have four facilities in Jackson. All those facilities have vacancies. We have mm-hmm. 27 facilities statewide. We all have vacancies. I mean, there's an opportunity once you get in with the department in the state of Michigan that you have not only ability to transfer pretty much, you know, anywhere in the state, but you also have that ability, promotional opportunities, whether it's up to the custody rank, sergeant, lieutenant, captain. We have a lot of non-custody positions, counselor positions, in the housing. And then, you know, then there's the parole and probation out in the field that, you know, certainly would, you know, be a possibility for you as well. So there's a lot of opportunity within the Michigan Department of Corrections.
Benefits pretty good?
Benefits are good, 401k. So, we're competitive with anybody,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, these are things that, you know, we hope will draw folks as well.
Well, I know you're a Grand Valley fan. Give me an update on the Lakers.
Well, the Lakers started off tremendous this past week, and they beat Colorado State Pueblo 34-14.
Sweet.
So, you know, we got another game this week with the Wisconsin Lacrosse, but, you know, as always, we're looking forward to that Ferris State game.
Well, give us the particulars again for Thursday.
This Thursday, September 16th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Cotton Correctional Facility at 3500 North Elm Road, and that's going to be in our T100 training building. And like I said, we'll have signs available and we'll have staff available to make sure folks get to the right location.
Noah, great to see you.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Good luck with the job fair.
Appreciate it.